This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Because you've performed at shopping centres and stuff before, yeah. What's the biggest audience you've performed in front of so far? Other than national TV, but live, yeah. I mean.
I'd have to say, the launch was huge, our first launch. But Darling Harbour performance for a Christmas festival, that was amazing.
Was that like a big oval? The big oval in Darling Harbour, it was packed. That was fun.
Thousands of people was so great.
How did you guys feel?
It's more excitement, I think. We just want to get out there and just do the best we can and see the audience's reaction.
But you do get nervous. Well, yeah. I get nervous. But yeah, it is excitement.
But as soon as you get on stage, it turns out it's gone.
And it's probably helping too that you're all such great friends too.
Yeah, we bond at the start and we just have like a big group circle and we just psych each other up.
Yeah. Is it like a routine or a song you sing, a warm-up song?
No, Nancy, Bumblebee. One of the girls in the group usually just like prays, make sure everything goes good. But
there's we like a song kind of song, you know, because you got to stay cool, because you got to stay calm.
Girls.
Like, do you know that song?
No, I don't know. Could you give us a demo?
You sing it. I don't sing it.
Stay cool, you got to stay calm, you got to stay together. All I know is I know love will save the day.
Is it Desiree?
Yeah.
Desiree. So. That's right, yeah. Desiree. I got it, yeah.
Because it was just one time when we were all three of us were together and that song came on. And it was when we were like at a nervous point. We're like, this will be our song that calms us down. And so it does. But
have you ever forgotten words on stage yet?
No.
Because it'd be difficult to make something up.
Oh, no. I haven't personally.
No, I haven't. But okay, funny story. Nancy forgot one line and she looked at me as if I forgot the line. And so everyone in the audience comes up and they go, did you forget the line? I'm like, no, I didn't forget the line, but
you had to take the blame for that one.
Yeah, I was like, that wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Nancy has a thing that
she's good with her
eyes. She can make people think whatever she wants. she can just give a look, and then you're automatic, and then Keenan does something wrong.
Oh, okay.
So, what are some of the little quirks that have been coming out with you touring together and spending so much time together?
Oh, we were thinking about this
morning. We were actually talking about this morning.
We're going to like make a tribute movie to everyone's habits.
A tribute movie.
I sometimes am kind of out of it. They're just sort of...
Sometimes.
in photos or when we're filming,
like,
I'll just be in the background. I don't know, pulling faces. Like, I think that's fun, pulling faces sometimes. I've just got this deadpan look on my face. Not a vague look. It's just sometimes I'll be looking at the ceiling like I'm really curious about this. What's at the ceiling. That kind of look. Keenan is just... really like, oh, we can do this positive. That's his quirk.
Ellen always fixes her hair.
She has this thing with her hair. She just always touches it. Talia sometimes won't listen, but she is listening because she's thinking, because we'll be talking and say, oh, what are we talking about?
The day's really great. And then she'll go,
oh, isn't you know the what? Day the day's great? Really great. After we've just talked about it.
Like for 5 minutes. So she does it with everything.
She gets the idea of what to say because we've just had that conversation, but she doesn't know that we just talked about it. And Nancy... she's just really out there, like, she's just, like...
so full on.
Like, she's quite loud, too.
The funny one in the group.
Just keeps me entertained for hours.
That's probably why you blend into the background, because you just watch her.
You could just sit and watch all of us all day. I think it would make a really good reality show. Well, we're working on a new TV show at the moment, which will be following us on the road and...
if I see the stare, I'll know exactly what you're talking about. Like, ah, I see now, it's Keenan. Yeah, I see.
It's Keenan's fault.
Snoop Doggy Dogg wanted to work with you guys. Are you guys fans of the R&B man?
Yeah, we are. We went to his concert as well. That was a great opportunity that we got. And there's so many more that we're getting, which is really exciting. But, I mean, it would be great to work with him.
I think the most exciting part was it was the start of us together. So it sort of made us think, well, if this is what we're getting now, what people are we going to get in the future.
What music are you guys into?
I love my R&B.
It's probably why you're so laid back.
Probably.
Yeah. How about you?
You're going to really laugh. I like indie and like meditation music, but I love musical theatre music because I want to do musical theatre. So like all the Broadway kind of.
Like Michael who Jackson. Did you guys look up to? Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Now what sort of songs did you follow of his? Is there a particular album that you liked? Pre-Invincible, I assume.
There's every album. Every single album of his is amazing. Invincible wasn't my favourite.
Yeah.
Thriller would have to be my favourite song of all time.
Keenan's known to stick up for Michael Jackson. no matter what.
Oh, yeah. People put him down and I'm just like, what?
Kenan's like, no, I don't think so. You're wrong. Jackson. You're wrong. When I was growing up, I really idolised Celine Dion because she's just getting better. Like, her voice is getting better and she never ceases to amaze me. She is just captivating. So I really would like to have a voice like that and be able to just have people in rapture just going, wow. Like, if you have people, like, crying and that kind of thing. Yeah, too, because, you know, how you get the standing ovations and there's all different types of emotions that you can provoke in musicals and stuff.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.